Since the brutal October 7th attack on Israel by Hamas, the Democratic Party has found itself increasingly divided on how to respond. Some in the party's progressive wing are pushing Democratic politicians to call for a ceasefire. But many Democrats and most Democratic leaders in Washington have resisted. The divide has been decades in the making. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben explains how it happened.
The progressive Jewish group If Not Now rallied on Capitol Hill last week. Matan Aaron Neiman, the group's spokesman, explained why.
But we've only seen, 17 members of Congress so far call for a ceasefire, and I'm so grateful for their moral courage, but the rest of Congress needs to step up and end this bloodshed.
As of today, 18 House members have signed on to a resolution calling for a ceasefire. That's a small minority, but it represents a real divide. In March, Gallup found that for the first time in more than two decades of tracking, Democrats sympathized with Palestinians more than Israelis. The U.S. supported Israel from its founding, and U.S. involvement grew in the 60s and 70s. In the Cold War, the Soviet Union allied itself with some Arab nations. Stephen Walt is a professor of international relations at Harvard and also co-author of the controversial book The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy, which was criticized for its views on U.S.-Israel ties.
You see the emergence of a real special relationship there, where the United States gives Israel quite generous support and to a large extent gives it unconditionally.
Since then, American leaders of both parties have maintained that special relationship. Proponents have argued it's important to have a strong Democratic ally in the Middle East. Walt also points to domestic influence from pro-Israel groups as a factor, though. Most notably, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC. He adds,
there's hardly any countervailing forces on the other side. There are some, pro-Palestinian, pro-Arab, pro-Muslim groups, but they're much less numerous, politically influential.
Despite the tight U.S.-Israel alliance, there have still been periodic rifts among Democrats. Furthermore, Israeli politics can affect American voters, like the friction between Israel's conservative Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Barack Obama.
Netanyahu clearly appeared to be aligning very much against the Obama administration and with the Republican Party. This angered lots of Democrats.
There has also been a pronounced generational split. Polling shows young Americans are more critical of Israel than their elders. Mark Melman is founder of the Democratic Majority for Israel, which promotes pro-Israel Democrats. He says time has helped drive the age divide.
First of all, we're farther away from the Holocaust. The Holocaust is not the lived experience of people anymore, most people anymore.
That split goes hand in hand with an ideological divide. Especially since the Hamas attack, that divide has grown bitter. Some Dems have been hurt and enraged by some progressive groups who immediately blamed Israel. That view by no means represents progressives as a whole. But when it comes to why an ideological split exists, Melman thinks the left needs to be better educated.
I would argue that the far left does not accurately or adequately understand the issues at stake in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
For his part, Syracuse University history professor Osama Khalil argues that young progressives see Israel's treatment of Palestinians as a form of systemic oppression, a lens through which progressives see many domestic issues.
Young Americans are able to put the situation of the Palestinians into a broader perspective and see these parallels, whether it is, with other settler colonial examples. So when they look at kind of indigenous people and the treatment of indigenous people, when they look at the treatment of minorities.
And Israel's attacks on Gaza, which have killed thousands, have only intensified those feelings. To Walt at Harvard, it's easy to overstate the number of Democratic politicians who are critical of Israel.
Yes, there are some prominent voices in the Democratic Party, in the so-called progressive movement, AOC, Ilhan Omar, etc. But they're still a quite small minority within the party.
Still, the Democratic divide isn't going away. At the rally in D.C., Aaron Neiman said he thinks that the party's drift on this issue will continue.
Yeah, I mean, I think so many young people have seen decades of U.S. and Israeli policy of, just maintaining the system of apartheid fail. And it's so clear, I'm Israeli-American, it hasn't kept my family safer.
President Biden has continued to walk a fine line on the conflict, saying Israel has the right to defend itself, but also pushing for more aid for the Palestinians and for Israel to protect civilians. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.